Thank you very much for staying in the room and not falling asleep after the lunch. Let me just run you through a quick info. For your detailed presentation, if you want to see the product, again, as with Avid, we are on the sixth floor. We have a meeting room available after the session. So XNews stands for Crossing Point of News. What we have built is, you know, in the terminology of broadcasters, not been existing until like 2014, 2015. What we do is we are not, what we don't do is we're not a newsroom computer system, we're not a content management system, we're not a publication system. We're a strong partner and a complementary solution to products from Avid in the news world. And we have been building this product entirely on the Azure cloud. So customers can run it on-prem, but it has been designed and built to run in the cloud. And what we have made the product for is three markets. First of all, because of the experience of our entire team, of course, the journalism market. But meanwhile, you know, brands like Red Bull are using it to do some research on completely different topics as news organizations would do. And also, we have governments as customers. And I'm going to run you through in a couple of slides, so I'll be done in about 10 minutes. Can I ask you a quick question? Who is directly engaged in news in the room here? Okay. All right. So this, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what we were told. If a journalist has been assigned a story, a topic that he or he needs to work on, they kind of have a screen that looks like that. Pretty messy. I'm going to skip all of that so that you kind of see what I mean. That's usually the screen. Somebody is working on a topic or a story. One, keep in mind, one story, one topic eats up that. And what it means is, of course, overloaded screen, time-consuming, multi-logins, multi-search, a lot of duplicative efforts, and, of course, little or no mobility and little or no collaboration. In general, this is a waste of money and time. We give you 90% of increase of efficiency. We give you up to 50 minutes increase of performance to get the news out faster. We had that test with big organizations in the UK that have tested it in traditional workflows versus using XNews. How do we do it? Entirely web-based, HTML5, responsive design, runs on any device that is connected to the internet. You can search across the sources you need to search across. You can define profiles for your teams, for your individuals, for your genres, for your special interests, to optimize the resources. A new functionality, and that's what Craig just mentioned about, is we have built a technology that is called MOT, which stands for More on This. More on This gives you the opportunity to make one story, one message, one tweet, one web entry, even, you know, maybe a social trend that you have in your systems, become the search across millions of assets for verification purposes. We allow you to save the story. We allow you to work on as many stories and topics as you want to work on. And we keep you updated on any new incoming relevant asset. Yes, of course, pop-up preview. You can select, like in a basket, your assets that you want to use for, you know, creation of your news. And of course, we give you the info of the sources that you have been using for that sources, for that story. We allow you to search across the time, but we also have now a new histogram view on your story or on the search you're working on. So it gives you an exact flow over time, what's happened to your story. What else do we have here? Of course, the layout. This may be too much of an information for the end user, for the user. So we allow you to reduce the panels and combine the panels to kind of a more flexible look and feel for the user. It covers any type of source, meaning documents, audio, video, text, images. And we have a latest panel that you can also select and predefine the sources you want to run into it. In general, it would be like a live ticker for all the thousands of sources that you want to use or that the system is kind of aggregating. But you can also filter it to your profile, whether it's sport, culture, politics. And you then can also select if you only want to get notified on elements that come in for your stories. One thing that is important for maybe some of you, for the print and online publications, we have built the so-called IPTC and EXIF connector to also make your local archive, your local image library available across the globe to your team. And finally, what else have we got here? No, that's about it. So basically, we deal with agencies, we deal with social media, any kind of. We, of course, work with internal systems and pictures and any kind of types of media. For your info, that is kind of quite important. When we talk about social media, an end user usually would use his personal account to follow sources. That personal account is per se a public account, so everybody can see who you're following. In our environment, we keep that private. This is kind of not visible to the outside world, giving you the advantage that nobody can follow you and you have the information inside your organization. That's something that I want to kind of skip here. Of course, we run on any device, as I said, and any browsers. Those are some reference customers we are allowed to mention. Please don't take any pictures for publications. That's what I'm not allowed to. So you can see it's kind of from traditional media organizations through governments and corporates that we are able to reference meanwhile. The latest win, and that's something that is kind of an interesting win, just announced today, it's the Rewe Group, which is comparable to, you all know Aldi. Aldi, the chain to food stores. Rewe is the biggest one in Europe with over 2,500 stores. And they run news and entertainment radio programs in 14 languages. And they've just picked that for their news aggregation in the different regions, also to collaborate better amongst the teams. Those are some statements. You will get that, I guess, after the workshop here in a short version. Again, Red Bull, publishers, online, and government statements. And those are the key benefits. You know, it makes search aggregation easy, fast. It allows you to kind of start with a story-centric approach on news sources and creation processes. And of course, the collaboration effect is also something we enable you. Thank you. That's about it.
Thank you, Andy.